Members of the state's largest public employee union rallied on the steps of the state office building in Juneau yesterday to express frustration with stalled contract talks. Alaska State Employees Association members say salary and wage increases offered by the state are inadequate. KTOO's Casey Kelly reports.
What do we want? What do we want?
ASEA has been negotiating with the state since October, trying to get a new deal in place before its current contract expires June 30th. The two sides recently reached an impasse and called in a mediator to help them settle their differences. ASEA business manager Jim Duncan says the state's offer on salary and wage increases just doesn't cut it.
They're saying 1.5% in the first year, 1% in the second year, 1% in the third year. That's completely inadequate. It really just doesn't do the job at all. We have a proposal on the table for 4% in the first year plus cost of living, and then 3% in each of the two succeeding years plus cost of living. So that more adequately reflects what's been happening.
Duncan also says the state is refusing to fully fund the geographic cost differential. That's a provision in state contracts to pay employees who work outside Anchorage more money due to higher costs of living. The legislature funded a McDowell Group study released last year showing Juneau's cost of living is 11% higher than Anchorage. Duncan says the state has agreed to a 5% cost differential for Juneau employees, but no adjustment in some other parts of the state. He says the union thinks the full cost differential ought to be implemented. A third sticking point is the state's contribution to public employees' health insurance.
We have language that we've had in our contract for the last 6 years that's now starting to work well and generate a good employer contribution, and the state wants to decimate it, do away with it, take it away from us.
Duncan says the state is already in danger of losing employees who think they'll be able to make more money in other government jobs or the private sector.
What we struggle with, of course, is we see in a paper where Governor Parnell says that they have a $2.2 billion surplus this year. Our monetary package would cost over the life of the contract, we think, $100 million, $125 million. That's a drop in the bucket.
But Deputy Commissioner of Administration Kevin Brooks says the state's salaries are competitive.
We've done a salary survey, actually. We've spent some money and hired a firm to go out and they surveyed the federal government, they surveyed private sector employers in other states, and, you know, at the 65th percentile, we're pretty darn competitive.
While he says the state values its public employees, Brooks is also quick to point out it's involved in negotiations with four other unions besides ASEA. At some point, he says they have to think about keeping costs in check.
You know, whatever we sign off on in this round of negotiations, it's going to carry forward on a three-year contract, hopefully. And so, you know, and they become the base of all future contracts, too. So we've got to be able to sustain those into the future.
ASEA and the state will meet with a mediator in the next few weeks to see if they can get closer to an agreement. Members of the Alaska Public Employees Association, which represents supervisory employees, were on hand for Wednesday's rally to show support for ASEA. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.